What's up, everybody? Welcome to NRP. I'm your host, the Crypto Crier. I've got the Yaba Man in the booth. I got Nate Digital in the booth here. We got FUD back in the back behind the glass. We're talking. We're just going to do a little roundtable, hang out with everybody. What's up, everybody?
Yo, yo.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Just hanging.
I've been booted from my host spot. But no, right. I don't mind.
Sit down, Nate.
You know what?
Sit down.
I like these round tables. We get to sit back, let our hair down, just chill.
Proper or anything when we got a guest on, man. We can just talk about whatever
just
we want.
Just let it flow.
FUD, whatever we want.
Smoking some fatties. Hanging out.
Who smokes the fatties?
Elon Musk status with the blunt in the studio.
Actually, we had a reschedule tonight, so we're just going to do a little quick round table because there's always stuff going on in the NFT space. Crier, thank you for that intro. That was it was fabulous. Loved it.
Hey, it wasn't better than my intro.
Again, we talked about this before the show. The intro, your intro came out great, Yaba, but it was highly edited. It was not the first take.
Bro, don't even put that on me,
like,
man.
That
don't even put that on my intro.
Cover, you know,
that's maximum hate. It is what it is.
To the max.
It's maximum hate, bro.
I just raised the curtain on NRP. Sorry.
Respect. No, Crier put no
host.
Sauce on that, bro.
That means FUD, you got to host one day or do an intro. But yeah, let's just
FUD
get into
the back, man.
Yeah.
No. FUD is back, bro. Let's talk about that. We've been missing FUD for a long time, man.
We have. I missed you, Fuddy.
Funny boy.
We all missed you, FUD.
You know how IRL work just gets you caught up sometimes.
No, we don't, FUD. We don't.
It is. We do. We all have the IRL shit going on, but let's talk a little Web3 shit. So some things that have been going on. Let's just talk a little pump report. Like what has pumped this week? How are checks doing? Captains, didn't they pump? We'll talk about some projects that didn't pump in a minute, but what do we miss this week?
I mean, everything did pretty good, but we had some crazy nonsense with matchbooks and bricks.
Yeah, what was that?
What were the matchbooks? And was that just a friend, just because it was a friend of Jack Butcher thing?
I literally think that was the entirety of the push. Yeah, because he came back like instantly. So if anyone doesn't know what it is, it was a really small project. It was an open edition right after checks minted, maybe like a couple days later. And he's part of the Visualized Value team, and he's working on the O Pepins. So there was a little bit of overlap there, and it just looks like some whales had been buying up like 500 to 600 of them, and then they had like a huge volume spike, and everyone's like, "Oh, he's
whale watching!"
Yeah,
you know what happened?
A few degen groups get whiff
get
pumped, of it,
pumped.
And then yeah. Yep.
You know how it is. It's just it's the fire to gasoline. But you know what's funny, though, is Crier posted in the Discord, like, after he bought. And I saw, like, the spike. He was like, yo, I just bought 100. I was like,
yeah, he's like, dude, I just
saw
sold
the spike
64
on
blood. Of them.
I was like, I'm not buying that. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I've learned now. I've learned my lesson. I've learned.
The spike in the graph was
know,
Crier. It was
yeah,
him
the
sweeping.
Spike in the graph was, yeah. I was like, yeah, I just bought 100. I'm like, what?
Let's
yeah,
go.
No way I'm buying that.
Cars,
I mean, they were crazy
shit.
Cheap.
I love it.
You know,
yeah,
they're crazy
yeah.
cheap.
Fool Yabba once, shame on you, or shame on me.
Hey, I told you had a good time.
Times,
yeah, but they went up like 8x after
you.
That.
They did though. They did. I hate it. I mean, I didn't really get it. It was a damn.
It was a degen move.
It was super degen. I mean, you look at a project. It might be very well a good project, but it didn't seem like a project that was sustainable.
Yeah.
In the
well, just like in this
ecosystem.
Yeah, it's like they're building
it's
library.
A rare books library? Like, what? Do DGens read? I mean, we read Twitter.
That's the thing, because they didn't do any research about what it was. And people were just like, oh, I think Jack's working with him or something. They're like, oh, yeah, let's buy it. That's what
hey,
I mean. That's
it worked. It worked the last couple times. Pepin, though.
Pepin worked.
Can we talk about Pepin real quick?
Yeah, for sure.
Get into it. But before we move on from the matchbooks, didn't he tweet something like this project's worthless, or what did he tweet, Crier?
Yeah, so
that
he said
cost the
that,
Florida tank.
Yeah, well, there he also had two projects. So he had Matchbooks Open Edition, and he had a Bricks Open Edition. And I saw the Matchbooks rip, and I was like, I guarantee the Bricks are going to rip next because he also created those, and people aren't going to read or do anything. So that was the next thing that ripped. And then he came back and said, like, bricks have no purpose. Like, it was meant for the checks.
They are literal bricks.
They were literally bricks or whatever. And then, yeah, it tanked after that. But he said he was only working on the Codex library, looks like.
Yeah, nice, which nice. I happened to mint 100 bricks and did not catch that, like, 20-minute wave. So
wait, you minted them?
It was a couple hours, buddy. It was, you got, yeah. I had a, yeah. Overnight,
it takes,
I was man. Selling them. I was selling
all
them.
Takes.
Yeah.
Cryer's already sold 60.
On you, bro.
It's over. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, I still have,
hey, Cryer makes the announcement and he sells 60 while he's making an announcement.
I got you.
Please come find me.
I still got 45 of those, so
FUD was nothing but
what's
liquidity.
The collection supply on those? Like 100,000?
It's like 50,000. Something really high.
50K.
Yeah.
It's like 2%
yeah, good luck.
There's only 1,100 owners.
Good luck, FUD. Godspeed, yeah. FUD.
That was the deal. That was the chance.
All right, Yaba.
Well, it was like it's $13 to mint.
Yeah, it was free.
Yaba.
They were free.
It's Pepe time.
Let's hear it.
Are you a holder?
I mean, I was at 0.04. I sold at 0.05, and I'm crying at whatever they are now.
You're like crying with that 0.01.
Yeah,
you really flipped for 0.01. You Franklin over here?
Yeah, I know. That was the first time I've ever done that.
Cryer sold 100 matchbooks. Yaba sold one Pepin for 0.01.
Yeah, keep score. Write it down.
Write it down.
Scoreboard.
Yeah. Show the score.
Don't you open up that window?
Oh shit!
We need to get like a trading competition. Like everyone starts with like 0.5 or something like that.
Yeah, 0.5 to 10,000 ETH. How about that?
10,000 ETH.
Lose it the fastest.
Yeah, who loses it the fastest?
All right.
No, just keep it.
Actually,
stats.
Good hypothetical. Everyone gets 0.5. Are we going for the 0.5 buys? Are you gonna just go for a shitload of like 0.01s?
Yeah, those are trash.
Open mint. Are you gonna write your own smart contract? And what's the play here?
I'm gambling on
buy gutter cats because they're gonna be at 0.5 probably tomorrow.
Bang.
Some shade, gutter shade over here.
Yeah, no, we'll get to that in a minute.
0.2 on open editions. Just gas. Just free open editions. Which one hits? Let's go.
Let's gamble.
Spray
it,
and pray.
Just go to the activity right. page.
Yeah.
See which one's getting numbies.
I don't hate that.
It's a good idea.
Man, open edition metas died though, man. Yeah, like die. Completely. I'm looking at all of the open editions I minted that you, Cryer, and RSG shield me down.
Yikes.
Hundreds of percents.
Except for
hundreds of percent.
How is it hard to go?
More than 100. Many hundreds.
You can't go more than 100%.
Hundreds of percent.
It's free.
Multiple downs.
What?
I owe. Okay, I owe.
You paid $0. You paid like
no, I didn't. I mean, not for the Mad Dog. Not for the Mad Dog.
Which one's the Mad Dog?
Not for the Mad Dog player.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, Mad Dog. You come on, Cryer.
I didn't mint that. Dog.
Okay, well, you know, RSG did, and he shielded hard.
don't be looping in me with RSG. Like that's his.
What was the other one we minted, man? What was the other one we minted?
The only one I did really badly on open edition wise was the Etan cross one. They were like 0.1 a piece, and I minted 10, and they're down like 70%.
Wait, was that the one between Heaven and Stacks of Unicorns? Or what is that?
What? Stacks of Unicorns. It was like Heaven and something.
Heaven and State of... Okay,
yeah, State of Unconsciousness or something like that.
Okay, cool. Well, I feel good now. We're brothers in loss.
I lost
because,
that one. I lost that one hard.
Yeah,
there's been plenty of losses. Let's move on. Speaking of losses, to the losses that the Bored Apes had on their floor price, but for the record,
yeah, let's talk
it
about
shot back.
That.
It shot right back up. Okay, for the record, just let everybody know.
For the record,
there's a lot of market manipulation going on there.
You
Nate.
Know what?
We
there
see that
was
now.
There was, and I think I'm gonna let Cryer speak on it because he's been the one who's had the most activity on Blur, I think. But so. I mean, Cryer, you know, I honestly don't go on Blur that much. Is it, I mean, how are they fucking with these floor prices? Is it just like a mass bid and then they just dump or like, how does that work?
Yeah. So essentially they're incentivizing you to place bids for collections. So they really, what they want is they're paying you to provide liquidity on their platform essentially. So, you know, if you have the best bids, most people are probably going to use your platform if they want to sell quickly. Right, because people sell into bids, especially if they're really close to floor price, which most of the time that's because of the incentivization of this. They're, I've seen some where they're above floor price. Like yesterday I sold some, some bricks into, someone had like 35 bids open and I filled all of them. Because you know, it was 0.02 and the floor was 0.015 or something like that. So it was profitable for, to do those. So, but when you're doing high volume collections, you get rewarded in their Blur token for providing that, those bids. So essentially that's what's been going on, you know, with the whole Blur, release, the first season release, you know, Maki and like all these really big whales, you know, they got
Franklin,
pretty much millions of dollars in Blur token. You know, I literally was watching Franklin's wallet at the time. He got 546,000 Blur tokens, I believe. And Machi got like way more. He got like 2.5 million or something tokens or something like that. You know, damn. And that traded above a dollar, you know, up to $1.30, I believe. So I did watch Franklin sold around like 65, 70, about 300,000. And then he kept a little bit. But you know, I mean, they got a huge amount of liquidity for these things. So they're pretty much doing the same idea, same playbook, is stack bids near the floor on high volume collections to make, you know, the most rewards for the next set of collections, or for the end of season two or whatever. I personally think it's not going to go well as well as it did last time, just because so many people are like, oh, now I can just place bids and you know, get some free tokens. It's going to be awesome. And then, you know, realistically,
you got Thug placing bids out here now on Blur, bro.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
Stacking like 21 sodas.
Not nearly as many people were doing it previously. And it was definitely like a big whale game. And now it's what happened is, you know, they're eating up all these bids and not really being cautious of how many they're buying. You know, so I know someone had like a play-by-play on Twitter of literally watching every time Maki did something. And like new blid or something like that, and he was doing like a play by play, and he literally watched him lose 2,200 ETH in like, I think it was like 16 hours or something like that. He got so many apes filled, a lot from Franklin. He had like a Zuki open, he had like checks open, he got cool cats, he got like just a bunch of stuff, and. The next day, he was like panicking, selling into the floor, and dropped the pretty much.
He sent the market into a spiral. Yeah. One man controlled the entire market.
Well, a lot of other men contributed to get to that.
We had
point.
Like OSF.
Well, what was it?
And
OSF
women.
And Mondo pulled off the greatest heist.
Yeah, they sold 72. They pulled off. Into
yeah.
The
like I think 76. That was the greatest. That was the greatest.
$9.1 million directly into the bids. Which, you know, before today or like,
wait,
this,
explain how we did that.
Yeah. So
we brushed over that pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially there was enough liquidity in the bids. So people were placing like 76.5 bid floor on Blur. And that liquidity was there for enough to sell all 72 apes or 72, I can't remember, directly into the bid. So they had instant liquidity at floor price, which, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is actually a really good thing, I think, personally. Like, you know, that's one of the biggest problems with NFTs is they're, you know, very low liquidity. You know, look at me and Yabba. We've been trying to sell like a doodle. Me and him have the same trait, the yellow backwards cap that we had literally been fighting over someone to buy for like months.
Yeah, you kept undercutting me. That's right. You kept undercutting me. I'll never forgive you for that. Never.
But, you know, essentially that is not a problem as much with the people being incentivized to place those bids up high near the floor, because they expect to get Blur tokens, but then they're picking up all these more bunch of stuff, right? So, I mean, and it could work in your favor still too. Like if you know the floor dropped, obviously you know Boreas recovered pretty quickly without a problem. So if you had bids low when it got down to that 60 range, and now you probably scooped a couple if you had like all the you know, obviously the money to do it. You know, you're up quite a bit because it's up, what, back up to 68 or 70?
So, yeah,
it recovered.
It shot over 70. It recovered to like 73.
Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, you could play them right if you're doing it right, but you just got to be really careful with these things because obviously, this, you know, there's actually another thing going on too that people, there's a NFT perp, which is like a perpetual platform. So, what people are doing is, you know, buying a bunch of apes or, you know, getting all the stuff and then dumping them into bids causing the floor to go down, but they have equal amount of money hedged on the NFT perp platform to like say it's going down, so they don't lose a bunch. That's another play that people have been doing. So interesting stuff for sure. And it's just, you know, it's just how normal markets kind of evolve, right? Like this is becoming more real market. This is what real markets already do. There's always somebody trying to get zero sum game. So there's always somebody trying to get that advantage. Yeah.
I mean, you raise a good point. It's good versus evil, right? I mean, and Blur is looked at as evil for a lot of people, at least in the last couple, you know, OpenSea. a couple days, right? Yeah, versus Open, which is crazy because OpenSea was evil before this, but now Blur is the bigger evil.
And hey, guess right? who dropped the royalties for a limited time?
Yeah. that too, they have to, because it's a competitive market. It's completely free market now, so the capital is going to flow to the most efficient market, and it's flowing to Blur. But you know, the bigger point would be there is, should NFTs be traded like shit coins? Because I feel like right now NFTs are traded like shit coins, and that is not necessarily what their original intent is. Ucrier said that, you know, markets are like that, as providing liquidity, great, but the collectible market has never been like that. I don't think it's ever been that liquid. No. Real estate market, people ain't dumping houses in the bids. So I mean, there are some things.
And these are things. What are you talking about?
And, yeah, the art market.
Definitely.
Are they? I mean,
you got to be kidding me. Like, hey, bid look, wars correct like, me. Over the last like year of, you know, houses going up 20% because people are bidding over housing.
Well, it's not at, well, I guess the last year, 0.5 or year and a half, whatever, it was pretty liquid, right? If you wanted to sell your house, right? I mean, the problem with that is that you had to turn around and buy another house. So, and there weren't houses to buy. So, I mean, the market, you know, it wasn't as liquid as the non-fungible token market.
Or just a regular crypto market. I mean, that's how the regular crypto markets work. I mean, I see what your point is they're not supposed to be fungible, and we're treating them as fungible tokens, essentially.
Exactly.
The picture doesn't matter. And I mean, you know, to each their own. I mean, we are, you know, people use these as assets. People join them early for like the membership and the community and stuff like that, but if they go up in price, they become like these assets that are easily tradable. So I mean, they market, I think personally, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a major net positive for the space.
Yeah, I agree.
Because overall, like, liquidity driven commodities and securities are that is the name of the game. Like, why is tech so big? Why is Tesla, Microsoft, Google, all of these stocks so big? Because billions upon billions of dollars per day are traded, and the overall liquidity and ability to exchange that and in real time is huge. And you know, I think it's a really big kudos to a project when they have this liquidity in Blur. Like Doodles, for example, everyone's shitting on Doodles, but like, people are not buying and dumping Gutter Cats. People are not buying and dumping Sappy Seals. So it's like, where the liquidity lies is where these things are happening. And I'm not trying to say wash trading is a good thing overall, but liquidity in general drives innovation, drives value. We've seen it time and time again with tech stocks, Berkshire Hathaway, the whole nine yards on the Web 2 world. This is the Web 3 evolution of that.
Yeah, and the collectibles market too. I mean,
I've been going for 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks, and he coming back dropping knowledge and has an opinion on the liquidity of the NFT market.
That's right.
I hear you.
In a bear market?
No, I hear you. It was a good point. It was a good point.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it in comparison to the bull market, yeah, it was way bigger at that time. But everyone is saying NFTs are dead, NFTs are this, NFTs are that, when in reality, it is a continuation of the market cycle, and nothing has changed. Valuations have changed, but all these people are driven, all these founders are trying to push something forward. And I'm not trying to say that like there isn't a large gap in the space of people that are not genuine, but at the same time, those that are genuine are pushing the space forward, and that should be recognized. And it's happening in normal cycle regardless of valuations.
Yeah,
this is the whole argument of laissez-faire, like in its purest form, right? I mean, the free market. Right. It's like, you know, there's no regulation here. It's like our market's going to become efficient. And I feel like this is what's happening. Markets are becoming efficient.
Yeah.
Without any intervention. So maybe it's a lesson for the government. Step back. Let us do it. Let the degens handle it. We'll fix the market. We'll
pay
fix
the taxes
economy.
And then
stay
out of it.
Yeah, but don't protect me against my bad investments.
Yeah, especially Yabo over here. Yeah, Yabo is turning out the new leaf this year. He's actually making winter calls. So
I'm making money, man. I'm making a little ETH.
And you know, and again, I see where they're both sides of it too, right? So like, how long does this liquidity last? Like, if you know, as soon as we saw Blur shut off for the season one, which was like what, 3 or 4 days, liquidity was gone instantaneously when they weren't getting rewarded for it, right? So
yeah,
I do think when that actually day comes that there's no more Blur rewards and people actually figure out, it's like, okay, well, there's no point to this token, so why do you want it anyways? That we're gonna turn the fee switch on. I've heard that so many times. I mean, Uniswap's been saying it for literally 3 years that they're gonna turn on the fee switch for our tokens that everyone's been holding. But you know, essentially until that day and there's actually value coming to it, I don't see a lot of value there. But you know, regardless, it's going to make markets efficient for a while. It's happening. They're gonna, and people vote with their wallet. Like, volume is all over on Blur. They're picking up more daily users. This is what they want. If people go to Blur multiple times, you can still purchase stuff through OpenSea on Blur. Like,
yeah,
they offer way better thing. Like, I haven't used OpenSea in since Proceed with Caution, because you had to, because they don't do 1155s.
Yeah. Robinhood blew up because they had no fees.
Yeah, exactly.
On stock transactions.
You know, 100%. Like, it came out of nowhere. And again, as a successful business, you don't need to take 100% of the market share. You need to take like 10 to 20% of the volume users or the power users. That's all you need. And they got it. Like, they definitely got it here because
that
they're offering.
More.
Huh? Yeah.
I go to OpenSea to look at my NFTs, because I don't like how Blur shows your NFTs. I don't like the Blur UI. I'll just say that.
I mean, I could definitely see where it's kind of
complicated. OpenSea has a great UI. It has a great UI. And, you know, even though they've done me wrong, they've done me so wrong in all those fees they've charged me, now that we have Blur and they've shown me the light, I still think they are, you know, it's one of those things, like, you use a site once, you go back to that site.
Like a
if
battered
it's a good
spouse,
site.
Yabba.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they beat me. Yeah, I've gotten beat by OpenSea. But, you know, I do think that's the case. But, you know, Blur, like you said, man, they're maximum loyalty. Max loyalty. Yeah,
there's a button to cancel all of your OpenSea listings and come join the party, so... I mean, it just shows you how far the podcast I did today was actually really funny, because he was like, oh, I want to talk about vampire attacks with crypto because I think it's so fascinating, because I'm coming from the world of like traditional business, and like hostile takeovers take like weeks, you know, litigation.
Yeah, this takes minutes.
It takes like literally like 5 minutes. Hours. We're like, liquidity is all over here. So
we got a token?
Let's go
y'all
there.
Y'all giving a token? We getting that, bro. Yeah. Like,
pay me 10 grand. I'm gonna do whatever the hell they want me to do. Let's go.
Wait, do you think OpenSea drops a token?
I still think that. I don't think they will. No.
I don't think
they said
will.
They were gonna do something.
I think what they're seeking, like,
they are doing something.
Financing. They're IPO.
They're giving you 0% fees for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, be happy, Yabba.
Yeah, be happy.
How are they gonna IPO? My thing is, how are they gonna IPO when they don't have any users? Like, there's no more volume. Like, I'm sure, like, whoever was trying to get
drop
them to the
a
IPO,
token,
I'm sure they
back,
were.
Baby.
Exactly. Don't leave us, yo. Yeah. Let us get a little bread, a butter.
I mean,
on that bread.
Consumers are OpenSea 100% gonna drive all of it from now on. Like, it's you don't have to make an account. I don't have to deposit money and take 3 days to deposit money into OpenSea. Then I can trade. And I'm like, I don't really like this platform. I need to withdraw my money, which takes 3 days to get the money back. And then I have to deposit into Blur, which takes 3 days to get the money over there. And then I can trade over there. You know, that's not a thing in the past. You know, like, that's gone. Like, it takes me 1 second to click connect, and all of my contact information and my account is now there with all my money. So, you know, it's literally that whole, you're a boat.
Yeah, they don't have those barriers.
The ports are just now applications. So the barrier is gone on the account creation and movement of money. Yeah. So, the you know, again, like, it took 3.5 weeks to went from they flipped, they completely flipped. It was 80% of the volume on OpenSea to 20 on Blur to 80% on Blur and 20% on OpenSea. It took 3.5 weeks. And again, it might be propped, but you know, the more I use it, the more likely I'm not going to go back to OpenSea, right? Because it's my pattern or my habit now. Let's go to Blur.
There's no way I'm selling or buying anything on OpenSea. I just go there to look at my JPEGs. That's it. That's completely it.
I've been using Magic lately.
Yeah, that's another name that's popped up. Let's not even go there, man. Let's not even go to Magic.
Yeah,
they got new boxes.
Sucker
to get,
for
bro.
OpenSea, man.
Are you still on OpenSea, Nate? You still paying like 10%
left.
More?
He never even tried Looks Rare. He didn't try XTY2.
I was on Looks Rare. A tiny bit, but yeah, it's nobody likes change Java. Okay.
Well, I told you, man, I like it. I mean, it's the first that's the first site that we started degening on. Really, that was, you know, our go to. Sure. So it's hard not to go. Like anytime I'm checking a collection, I go and check it on OpenSea. Then I go over to Blur and transact on it. So thank you, Blur, or thank you, OpenSea, for providing that nice, clean UI, and Blur for, you know, giving me wards and paying me for it and zero fees.
Yeah, they got the fees. But the other thing I like too was so I was listening to all these. It's a pain in the ass to sell multiple NFTs on OpenSea. Like I was trying to list all these friggin' bricks because they were selling higher on OpenSea or whatever. You got to click sign for each one on Blur. You click one sign transaction, it lists all 60 or whatever. And I don't have to click 60 times on my ledger. Like, oh, God.
Yeah, that is huge.
Wait, is that one gas transaction?
That's one sign. Once you actually prove, you don't have to,
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
Unless you're doing bids.
That's true. Yep.
All right. That was a ton of good Blur talk. I love it. Good shit, boys. Let's move on to some other communities because we had there's two I want to hit on. The first community is Doodles. We've had some announcements of announcements. Crier.
Hey, Fud went mute. Fud went mute on that.
He's like, I'll wait for the next one.
Yeah. Fud's mic immediately went on mute when you said Doodles.
We had a little Genesis box pump. I think Crier missed that pump.
I did.
What the announcement was not an ETH roadmap, but what, a doodle map they called it or something?
They did call it a doodle map, yes.
That was they said the like update
and past that each Genesis box will like hold a rare, including
a grail. They didn't say rare, they said grail.
No, I mean, some grails, each box will hold a rare or uncommon. What did they say?
Yeah, some other worded it
adjective, but you're gonna have good items out of Genesis boxes, and past that it's gonna take an extra couple weeks. It's not happening today, obviously. It's the 28th as we're recording this, but overall, I mean, I still feel in the same stance. I definitely still believe in the team. I definitely still feel like they're gonna deliver more and more products that people enjoy, and I just think they've, you know, definitely had some stumbles recently, but we're in an overly critical market at this point in time, and everything that's brand new is getting no criticism, and everything that's of olden time that we're about to discuss here in a minute with Gutter is,
I mean, those are fresh roadmaps we're looking ultimate. At
wait no don't throw it over to Gutter just yet. No, we still on Doodles, but like they made some steps. They're doing
good up
with the team.
Now let's talk about
let's talk about Gutter.
Like I made such a good decision because he's down another 0.5 ETH since I sold. Like, don't get out of here.
Hey, Fud, I like the Doodles, man. I still have a connection. I see my doodle on Twitter every time. I see my doodle on Twitter every morning because I follow him.
His tweets now are. I kind of like him more.
He's got new life.
He actually likes my comments.
He's youthful. He's energetic. He looks at me in a
different
way.
Hang on, hang on. If y'all like him so much, why don't you marry him? God damn it!
Shout out to Al Crypto.
It's always more fun when we're dating, Yabba.
It is so crazy, though, that
we're in the flirting stage, all right?
He is a good tweeter, man. I like him. He definitely gives more information, better information than I do. So
K-Duck sold hers. And I always see, like, OX Trent now with K-Ducks, and I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, that one hurts. That one hurts.
I mean, but those were like, you can't ever take that away from us because, I mean, it was a real big decision to sell. I never wanted to sell that doodle. Because we were, that was our, that was, But it was very, it was unreachable what I was listening for. But that was something that we all got in, man. And that was like our first, everybody's first big win in NRN. We connected, we've gone to these events. Like my ultimate deal is to get back into doodles, hopefully a lot lower FUD. So
yeah, but we're all OGs. There's nothing can take that away from any of us.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yep. But it's just one of those things, man. So I'm always a fan of doodles, and I'm super critical of them. I'm not gonna shy away from that at times, but I'm always a fan of doodles. I always want to see them succeed. You know,
we know Yaba. One thing though, you know, before that announcement about the Genesis box, it was like, you know, what's the point of the Genesis box when we have the duplicator? It's just doodle two items here versus doodle two items there, different prices with different names on them. So
yeah,
they need to, I mean, I would like to see something for those Genesis box holders.
Okay. Question for the panel here. Do you think the ETH roadmap for doodles was something that was planned or something that came about after they saw the backlash from everybody in the community except FUD?
I mean, I definitely think it was probably a little bit more of a, I mean, I think they've been working on stuff. I just think they are, you know, now that they've heard people complaining, they're like, let's just make a roadmap kind of deal.
Well, and then also it could be that maybe they weren't planning to announce the ETH roadmap, but they were wanting to like reassure the community that like, hey, just because we're trying to expand Doodles 2 over here doesn't mean we're going to not ever do anything with the OG doodle holders, which they've always said
it seems that way.
Well, yeah, but sometimes, you know, I mean, you got to build Doodles 2. Maybe Doodles 1 takes the back seat for a minute, which I mean, you know.
All right. Another philosophical debate I'm going to just kick off here. And Zagabond actually had a tweet about this. And it was one of the things, I think the crux of the tweet was, why try and onboard people right now when it's obviously not the right environment to onboard people instead of taking care of the community that exists now? And I thought that was a real good tweet. I personally feel like that, yo, the people that are here now are the people that are driving the market, that are going to be, you know, the power users eventually one day. But I mean, for the people that are onboarding, you know, are going to be onboarded in the future. That is, to me now, it's not as close as it was in 2021, right? In 2021, I thought it was like 2-3 months away from everybody in the world using NFTs to do whatever they wanted to. Now, after, you know, in 2022, I'm like, yo, and actually, you know, understanding this process, getting to understand like teams and roadmaps, and understanding also that nobody knows what's going on and what's going to actually pop in Web3 for sure. I'm just like, all right, that's a couple years away now. Yeah. So what are we going to do here? You know, how are we going to take care of the community, the holders that we have now?
And I, you know, I counter that with the whole idea of, you know, what a lot of collections that have been seeing success are the ones that have been just active with their community. Like those are the ones I percentage wise, stuff like Sappy Seals, Pudgy Penguins, Yuga holds their own just because they're Yuga. They don't really interact with their people, but they're just, you know, they got the golden child.
They're the flagship right now.
But you know what I'm saying? Like the ones that have been kind of like building with the community or like participating a lot more with the holders, I really do think those are the ones that have been holding the most because they feel heard, they feel seen. And that may not be how business operate. And I don't think Doodles is doing wrong. I think they're doing a fantastic job. I never had a problem with them not talking to us. I don't expect that as an investor. I just wanted to be more of the investor side, you know. And that's just
you want them. Go ahead, Nate.
Well, yeah, but when you were talking, just like what it was reminding me, making me think of is like a company just thinking that it's cheaper to retain that customer than to go find new ones. That's 100%. All that sounded like to me.
100%, man.
I'm gonna play a little devil's advocate though. You know, during the peak bull, I was scared to onboard anybody because it's like shit is just outrageous prices. You know, like
I was complete opposite, and I got burned and burned a lot of friends.
Yeah, so, rip to those guys. There's always both sides of the coin, but you know, maybe it's better to onboard somebody when it's like we're already down 90%. You know, maybe you just want to get somebody to participate. Maybe they buy a cheap open edition. You know what I mean?
It's like checks.
Yeah, great. I mean, now is the time to chill.
Yeah. Now is the time to be like, look at what this community has created and look at like how you can become involved and how they can benefit you financially on random occurrences, on hard work over time.
But
on
it shouldn't be the financial
it's all over.
Return that we push. But on top of that, though, like to buy into some of these projects, 0.03, 0.04, for a few hundred bucks, you could be in these communities. So
yeah. And you know, again, like with the whole idea of the community, and I see how something if Doodles had not just released Doodles 2 this first, but did whatever they're planning for the ETH, like focus on that first, they would have so much. Like the whole point of all this and why they think they blew up so much is word of mouth advertising. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective means of advertise. So if I tell you something versus you seeing a commercial is hundreds of times more effective because you trust me as a person because we're friends, right? So, when you kind of spurn your original community, those people are your marketing arm of your company. You know, look how effective the Yuga has been with their game, right? Like if they had done a Doodles game, could have been literally the same thing. Like I would be over here,
Nate's
like
just smiling over there, chuckling like a happy dad. Just anytime you mention you, good Nate, just
yeah, just smiles a little bit. That's my boy.
Like a happy dad. It was like, yeah, the apes. Tell me more.
There's just so many.
Just go on. Tell me more about my eyes.
I play the podcast back on half speed to go to sleep. Just like Crier.
Yep. Crier hit that right there.
Yeah,
Nate, you are so smart. You're the best investor ever. Yes, keep going.
But you know what I mean. Like it's just that's like your marketing arm, and you haven't been communicating with your marketing team for like 6 months, and then you didn't really help them or push them in the direction of, you know, being happy versus not being happy. I mean, I would say on the whole, I would say like 60-40 people on the split. Like I'm not trying to be objective. Like I think 60% of people were pretty much fine, and 40% of people were kind of upset with the last stuff, I would say. If they had done the opposite and just did the ETH roadmap first, it would be a completely different story right now.
Yeah, 100%. Do you think Pranksy was upset?
No,
Pranksy's rolling.
Pranksy was caught in a chat saying that he was dumping Doodles to make the floor go down to buy more back because he wants 200.
And he wants more rares.
Yeah, he said he wanted to break balance into mid rares and stuff like that.
Well, that's his prerogative.
I mean, he's definitely got infinite money, so it doesn't matter practically. Mm-hmm. So that's a whales game. But like, you know, just as the average, I mean, the average holder is probably like 1 to 2 Doodles. Like, there's no way I just think that I think it was a little bit more, or just wasn't as, you know, again, like look how Blur, like vote with their wallet, like. I voted with my wallet because I wasn't happy with what was happening, right? So, I mean, it's easy. Like, it doesn't mean I'm going to be gone. Like, I still have my 2 Doodles that I want for me and my wife. But, it can move quickly in the space. And we saw, you know, kind of moves kind of quick, right? So the idea of...
Didn't it come out that Poopy had like some loans on? They put him on blast on Twitter.
He got like 1,000. He's had over 1,200.
Yeah, and that was all bullshit. They were like, he has 1,200.
Don't bring Poopy into this, bro. Don't be throwing
Poopy. I mean, but Poopy is the main man. He's the target person.
Already paid over a
friend of NRN, Poopy.
Yeah,
they said that.
Wait, has he ever been on NRN? I don't think so.
He's a friend of the network. Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, look, I have no problem with Poopy.
I love. That I love that he's.
That's
using
what I say.
NFTs.
I love that man.
I mean, I wasn't man. I just he's using the NFTs for what they're supposed to be doing. Like I think you know, like he's
the
using
look of
liquidity.
Admiration in Floyd's eyes just now was just phenomenal.
But
love Poopy, yeah.
I mean, pushing forward on NFT lending is massive. Like I use it all the time. I've been using it for over at least 9 months to a year, probably now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super beneficial, and I definitely don't fall into that. Some of the biggest movers in the space all use it, right? So Franklin has thousands of ETH lent out on
I mean, he's just a madman. He's smart, man. There's nothing I can say. He's just a smart trader, smart DeFi, smart crypto guy in general. I got a lot of respect for him.
He's just like doesn't have a lot of emotion on the side of trading, like at all. Like he can just.
And he can flip for 0.01 as a billionaire almost, yeah, and just be like, and go brag about it on Twitter. I'm like, yeah,
don't hate. But yeah, but you
also you're flipping for 20 ETH apes. You know, hey, look,
Yabba's still finding something to say.
Yeah, I'm a little salty. Yeah. But you know, you one last comment I'll add. Yeah,
I'm sure he didn't start. I gotta
get there first. I gotta get there first.
One last thing.
One last comment I'll add to what Cryer just spilled out for us is
we stopped the podcast 20 minutes ago, so just go for it. Yeah, we're good.
I see the record still on.
I see the lights
live on air. You know, I need some applause, Nate. That's what I need.
You gotta say something some valuable laughs. First, Yabba.
Yeah, I've been dropping nothing but valuable nuggets today.
Dropping shade and
no shade. I'm dropping facts, but all I'll say is this: as I like, you know, I agree 100%. Man, Doodles has done a lot of work over the last year, and it shows. Man, they put a lot in. They've built a new marketplace. They've gone to another chain. They've done a lot. The holders haven't necessarily been happy about that. And that's one thing. But I kind of lose my train of thought.
I just gotta bash him one more time. Don't know what I was going with.
No, I had
didn't like it, guys.
I know what it is. All right.
One more thing, guys.
All I'm saying is that it was a problem in my book that they seemed like they weren't listening to the holders when all the holders were telling them. Well, with the silence, I thought that was a big thing. I'm not necessarily as
get over it, Yabba. That was 2 months ago.
I'm not as mad about the silence. I wouldn't, or not as disappointed about the silence. I feel like, you know, after being involved in a couple on a
is it like getting
on the other side
on,
of a couple
like,
NFT projects?
You can't
projects?
Ever get over it.
I'm over it now. I'm completely over it.
People don't forget, but, Yabba.
A Yabba never forgets. All I'm saying is that hurt them a little bit, and like you know, they're gonna have to rebuild their
marketing
their
arm.
Trust back up with the community. Yeah, their marketing arm, and I love the way you put that. The community is your biggest marketing arm, and that's how you got to do it.
I love it. Beautiful. You know what's funny is all the work that Doodles puts into their project, and they still get all the flack and FUD and all the hate. And then we have projects like Gutter Cat Gang, which might be a little more deserving of some of the hate and FUD.
I mean, they're getting
the under one ETH alarm has gone off. I think we've rose above that since then. But
Seals
flipped
him and then flipped him back again. So.
Man, you know what's so funny about the trading psychology is you know when you don't want to buy or when you shouldn't buy, that's when you probably should buy and vice versa. I was looking at these things at like 2 ETH. I'm like, man, I got to grab one, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, maybe when they go to like 1.8, 1.9, 1.7, I'll get one. Mm-hmm. And then they keep dropping. And then it's like, they were at 0.98. And I'm like, I don't want this shit. And it's
now it's back up.
Point, 2 ETH, I won't give me 2.
So moral of the story is like, none. When you have that feeling of like, I should not do this, just you hit the sign button, just move on.
What do you mean?
Advice.
So wait, I think that was a good decision though, because now you can actually buy
well,
two gutter cats for the price
first
of one.
Trade yourself,
it's all
Nate.
Yeah. Nate's talking about when it's 2 ETH, just sign it and move on, drops to 1.
We're doing mental gymnastics, right? Because I never bought in, so it's like, oh, what if I bought in at 1.7? I'd be down 50%. But then it's like, who's say I would have bought the bottom? So it's mental gymnastics.
So you're saying conviction basically is what you're saying. If you have conviction at a certain price that's comfortable for you, you should go and execute that transaction.
I don't
and not wait.
I think I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm maybe saying fade yourself. It's just it's funny how the conviction kind of goes away below
it
a certain floor price.
Yeah, like you're just like, oh god.
Yeah.
But like, now that it's gone back up a little bit, it's
like,
oh,
shit,
fuck.
I missed it.
Yeah,
and then I'm just like, my perception has slightly changed. I'm now more interested as an investor.
And it's like, oh, you missed out on the 0.2. It's like, you could still buy for 1.2 if you want, but it's like,
yeah, exactly. Like, for me, I'm like, I was like, I was thinking about getting, like, looking at it, and I'm like, man, you know, that would take pretty much a liquid.
Well, and then
right
it's like,
now,
you're going to go to Twitter and say, gang, gang? I mean, it's like,
yeah, there's nothing behind it now.
Remember when you could go to Twitter, just say those two beautiful words, and
yeah, and you would just get like 150 likes. Yeah. yeah. Not happening now.
Yeah, now you guys
haven't heard that name
in years. I don't think they'd reserved it. You know, to purchasing right now, even at a good price.
Nah,
you know, because it's you don't know what's
there's
going
blood
on
in the streets,
the
man. That's yeah. when you buy. There is
people
blood
are,
in the streets.
But this is different because
that's like buying 0.5? Like possible Enron versus, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Enron when you know like it's
got a potential. Who else? Who? What's a company that got bailed out for our analogy here? Who got saved? Chrysler?
Yeah. The airlines?
Yeah.
The we'll VC coming out, in with saying. The bailing out Delta or whatever?
There ain't no government entity that's gonna step in and bail out the gutter cats.
Bail out the gutter.
The feds are gonna step in.
Yo, Biden's making a speech right now.
He's
like, look,
trip
the gutter
up to the podium, to the gutter podium.
You don't worry about people on Wall Street. Don't worry about people in the gang. You know, people in the gang got
heard,
hit.
The gang.
What if Biden
he'll
got
probably screw it up? Yeah. Like, gang, what's the second
gnag?
Yeah. What's the cat? Gang cats. The gang cats. You know what I mean? You, hey, look, here's the deal. Gang cats.
Here's the deal. He does say
but,
that.
But there's nobody bailing them out. And I feel like it's easier to see, like, hey, look, it's easier to see in the NFT community because it's so close, it's so tight knit, it's so small. We know everything's on Discord, everything's on Twitter. You can easily get a pulse on what's going on in each specific community in, like, you know, a matter of minutes. And, like, right now, you know that the gutter cat, I mean, and we are unforgiving in this community. Like, you go down, you
said you're unforgiving.
Yeah, when you say we, put yourself in your own bucket.
Well, I said I root for Doodles. I
never
had
a smirk. This is recorded, sir.
Yeah, I can see your face when you said
this.
It's like foot to 1 ETH, so I can buy back.
Yeah,
yeah, but I'm gonna put Doodles. A sticker of just like the American Psycho, just his straight face when you said that. I'll just put the sticker over it.
But no, I mean I just think that we're unforgiving in this community. And like you said, what, Cryer, we vote with our wallets and we don't have a lot of liquidity to play around with these days. That's so precious. We ain't going to give you another chance when there's like 1,000 other people coming up trying to do the same thing you're doing. All right. So recovery is in question. For gutter.
Speaking of recovery, what would a gutter recovery look like? Like, what do we need to see to happen? Is it new ownership? Like, is there something Gutter Dan and the crew can do?
That's a good question.
To revive this relationship? You know, do we want to see a Luka taking over Pudgy Penguin situation? You know, we're saying the Biden administration can't even take over this project. So who the fuck can if Sleepy Joe can't do it?
You know something? I'll just say this real quick, Cryer, get in front of you.
Hate to get political, guys. Sorry.
No. Yeah, what happened, Nate? You vote today? But
are you left or right, Yaba?
Actually, yeah.
Straight
yeah.
Out
are you conservative or liberal on the NFT market, sir?
Do a poll. Like,
can we get some hot vaccine talk an hour into the
where
podcast?
Are you on January 6th, Nate? Damn it. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, Jesus. Hey, round tables go brazy now.
Wrap it up.
How do I wrap myself up in this conversation?
We know where
I
you
was
stand.
Not. I'm not here of my own volition. I was probably added Fun by a third party.
Doodles. Yeah.
Fun said, you got stabbed, bro? The fuck?
I'm sorry for you, bro. But going back to my point real quick is like I see a lot of projects right now going through that phase. And I've said this before, like there's going to be a huge acquisition wave. And I think there's a lot of projects that are going to be getting snapped up. Gutter probably is going to be one of those projects.
They are at the top of the list. But you have to think that that crew wants an arm and a leg for that project. Like they, you know what?
There's no way they're going to give it away for cheap. Or no, you know, just
and
let
they're doing the basketball tournament again. They're not planning on
without Max.
Without Max, R.I.P. Who's still rocking a Gutter Cat on Twitter. Yikes.
No, he's not. He's got a seal.
I thought he was on a still. She's a seal, man.
He's a seal, bro.
You see the you see the Max cat, but it ain't Max.
Maybe I didn't refresh Max, my cookies or something.
No, Max he sold his cat. You just see the new Max, just like you see the new.
It could have been the new Max.
Yeah. I've seen the new Max around. I've seen the new Max. Oh, he's on Twitter.
PFP is crazy.
But yeah, they gotta want an arm and leg for the project. There's no way they're not gonna try and get that if that's something that they want to do. I also think, you know, there's a lot of vanity in these projects and founders, and I would be one of them too. I'm not gonna say I wouldn't if I started a project and it had as much success as Gutter and I put as much work in, because here's the deal with Gutter. I think they have like one of the best interactive websites and have done like a real good job in branding. Have innovations when it came to token launches and redeeming of merch. They've had a lot of wins. They've had a lot of successes, man. They've accomplished a lot. The one thing they just didn't do is communicate with their community. They just kind of, you know, did stuff, dropped it, and went back into doing whatever they wanted to do, and I think they put people in positions to be able to communicate officially for the company, but it's a little too corporate, you know. It's like, okay, you ain't gonna talk to me. I felt like, I mean, even though I see Gutter Dan in the chat, or I've seen him in the chat and he talks, I feel like it's like you're more talking to the mods more so than you are the founders and of the project. And I feel like, you know, that kind of leaves a little bit of a distaste in a lot of holders' mouths. What were you gonna say, Nate? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was just, you know, thinking like, who do we want to see coming and buy the, you know, Gutter Gang? Is it
hypothetically?
Would you rather have the big corporate VC money, or do you want some like keep it in the same vibe, like a streetwear brand, maybe buy them out? You know, someone more in the same tune of Gutter.
Supreme should buy Gutter. Like, man, if Supreme bought Gutter, that would be like 10.
If Gutter
15,
played their cards
20,
right, they could be right next to Supreme. You know what I mean? They have everything, so good. They fumbled the bag. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, a lot harder than we all think, but shit.
Yeah, I don't know who buys them. I feel like bigger companies still aren't, big brands are still aren't trying to buy companies that are in Web3. But you do get a lot of big VCs, like, for example, OniForce. They had some super smart crypto people.
Have I mentioned OniForce this?
Have you heard OniForce today?
Yeah,
guys. You mean On One? We have.
Yeah, I call it On One for the longest time. Because it's On One. I don't. Can we talk about that's the real debate?
No, it's Oni. It's zero. It's a zero in the one.
Zero and it's supposed to be an orc.
I believe it.
That's like,
yeah. Here goes Cry with that damn orc.
Look at the teeth.
We talked about this last night, and he was like, "Oh yeah, it's an orc." I'm like, "What the? What?"
Fancy.
And then
man.
I looked
on,
at
man.
The teeth. But you, I think it's interchangeable. You can use Own One or Oni. But anyways, all I'm saying is you had OniForce get purchased by people that were big in the crypto on the crypto side and business side, and I think those are the type of companies now are the type of institutions that are looking to acquire in this first round of acquisitions. I think maybe the second round of acquisitions, once you get a little bit more mature, then you start to get the bigger notable names.
Yeah.
I really hope
it was interesting
for our Lonely Alien Space Club bags. I really hope so.
Yeah. But shout out to those guys,
sitting
man,
at
because
0.039, I just checked,
which is insane, man, because I never thought those guys had a shot at bringing that floor back, but they worked their asses off. I don't even know who is what Suds now. He's one of them, and then there's another owner, Trunk. But Trunk is Trunk's the guy. I thought there was another guy that bought that project.
I think
I don't
he
know.
Works there
with it.
Yeah, Trunks has always been working there. with him. As
I just worked there at Lonely
Aliens. He works
aliens.
At Lonely Aliens.
Shout out to Trunks. He's
I work at Domino's and Lonely hard. Aliens.
Yo, the people, those guys that are working their ads off over there, like that, you know, that moves me. Lonely Aliens does because
even,
that was
yeah,
all
even
our.
Even if it was a rug or not, like there's still people had a collection. Yeah. They still found people that they really enjoyed to hang out with. Like, that's the whole point again. Like it's like the whole community aspect, I think, is one of the largest driving factors. So.
And if I'm Gutter, I look at that and I'm like, yo, well, Lonely Aliens did it. I can do way better than that in bringing it back, right? Yeah. You know? I
mean, the Lonely again, Alien to Gutter ratio has changed drastically this week. The exchange rate.
Yeah.
It has.
The exchange is real high right now.
Yeah, but, can we get an NFT exchange? Like,
yeah, that would be actually pretty good to look at, man. See the ratios?
The ETH Bitcoin chart that I look at.
Yeah, let's copyright that before we
drop
this.
Gutter. Gang,
where Dev at?
Or you know, like apes to punks. You know, like there's usually a ratio that.
I'm sure, there's a ratio.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah. That's,
apes to mutants. They always say rate. Like 5-1. You know,
well, they definitely do that stuff. Mm-hmm. With like the secondary collection versus the.
And we'll tokenize it. We'll
collection.
Do airdrops. Fucking rich.
Smoked too much weed overnight.
Yeah.
Getting too.
Yeah. Speaking of that, it's almost that time. Actually. That was all really good shit. Before we get out of here, Cryer, you're leaving in like 3 hours. Where are you going?
To sleep.
All right, let's try this again. Cryer's going on a
trip
in the morning.
Denver is two. No, it's not. 2 days.
Oh my God. This podcast is probably come out like next week.
Nate, you just got rejected, bro.
I'm going to eat Denver, everybody.
The rim.
Take an improv class one time, Cryer.
No, I'll just
Cryer.
I'm
dump,
going to
don't
eat
you.
Denver, everybody.
Go to sleep.
I'm excited. I'm going to sleep, bro.
Nice.
No, but I'm really excited about that. I've never been to one. I'm, 90% of my wardrobe is ETH shirts. So,
so
going to
be
awesome. We'll be with my
you
brethren.
And Vitalik. Yeah.
This is what you've been planning for the last 4 years.
This is what we've been working for, Yabba. He's going to walk in and be like, damn, that motherfucker.
He looks at his. He looks at Super Bowl. He's like, this is why I've been buying these ETH shirts.
Hey, when you wear sandals and flip-flops there, that's like wearing some Louboutins, like some Yeezys.
Exactly.
That's,
some board shorts.
Get some good slides, bro.
Actually, you're going to blend in with everybody else, Cryer. They're all going to be a board shorts, sandals.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold, though. It's going to be fucking Denver. It's going to be like 30 and 18 low. So I'm
cold.
Gonna
wear... you don't know cold.
So... I know you said you've never
been
there.
It's like
there.
70 out right now in my house, so it's nice.
Oh, it's a summer day here at 43.
It was pretty nice there.
It was really nice.
So I know you said you haven't been there, but is it just all conferences? Are there any NFT events?
I'm sure there's going to be some events. I don't have FUD to draw up my sick-ass itinerary like we usually do. So
don't you hate that,
I signed
dude?
Up for a couple things.
With links.
Yeah. Click some bad links. I did sign. No, so if
pie
you are going the actual attendance for the conference, if you signed up for the Spork DAO was for free, so a $600 ticket was free. So that's super nice. It is mostly conferences. It's going to be at a large convention center or whatever. It looks pretty awesome. A lot of cool stuff. There's gonna be like live podcasting. I'm gonna try to get into that for sure. A couple of booths set up for all that type of stuff for people to talk and stuff.
Are you gonna
like
be the one doing the podcast?
It's like a friggin' crazy. I'm gonna try. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna bring stuff and try to do. You know.
Okay. Cool.
Release it under my other broadcasting company.
Call me, bro. Phone me in.
Yeah.
Call in Yabba.
Little robot.
Yeah. Call me.
Yabba. Bring Yabba robot.
Robo
like,
Yabba
in on the iPad.
Shilling Oni one.
Have you heard of Oni one? Have you heard of Oni?
I own 4 Oni ones, so I'm kind of a whale. Heard of them?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't buy floors.
Oni one buyout. Oni one buyout.
I kind of have an eye for mid rares, so it's kind of no big deal.
Yabba,
my friends say I have an eye.
That's a new term, bro.
High mid
rares.
You haven't heard that?
You are high mid rares, though. No, I haven't.
Doobie
facts.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Shit. So yeah, if you're in Denver this week, take a look out for Cryer. You're not gonna be there solo though. You're going with T-Pain, right?
T-Pain, Grow Crypto. We're riding.
Riding.
In our end, this is another benefit,
riding.
Bro.
We need a riding.
Frankie,
drop for sure.
was going to go.
Frankie Dukes?
He bailed. He hasn't responded to me since I keep asking him if he's going or not.
Yikes.
He's like, I'm going to go to Paris or I'm going to go to this. And I don't think he went to Paris, so he better.
I don't think he went to either.
Damn, he just straight ghosted you, bro.
Nobody just goes to Paris like on a whim. So
yeah.
He was talking about it. So I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. So he might have. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. But Cryer's like literally leaving at 2 a.m. So, yeah, he should probably get to sleep. But
I'm not leaving tonight.
Yeah, Nate. What did you not catch the memo? He blew up your spot, bro.
He was like, improv.
Get this man out of here.
I was setting it up for another improv sesh. Cryer's going to get about 16 hours of sleep, and then he's going to go to eat.
I'm going to get 28 hours of sleep. Get me really well rested.
Yeah. You remember that episode of Office Jesus. Where they were doing the improv and
yeah.
and Michael just kept having the gun? I feel like that's Nate right there. Like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Man. You're not going to sleep, Mike Cryer. You're not going to get any sleep. But anyways.
All right. So Cryer's leaving in the morning, but me, Fudd, and Yabo, we're going to get out of here. Cryer, have a safe trip tomorrow. If you're in Denver, go find Cryer and T-Pan. Say what's up. But yeah, we got to get out of here. So for me, Cryer, Yabo, and Fudd, we will catch you later. See ya.
Yeah, look for the NRN sweatshirt.
Peace.
Ooh.
Yeah, get the NRN merch.
That's right. Shout out to Orlando.
NFTs, Orlando, baby.
NFTs.
What's our code?
NRN10, baby.
NRN10. NFTs.
And fade to black.